If you would open your Bibles to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. We'll be reading from verses 11 through 19. Luke 17, 11 through 19. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men. Who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourself to the priest. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And so Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Arise and go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Leprosy was a disease that existed back in the Old Testament times. It existed here in the first century as Jesus walked here upon this earth, and to have leprosy typically meant that you were given a death sentence because there was no treatment. There was no way to overcome the leprosy that you would have because you could not be medically treated for that. The story that we find with Jesus here showing mercy upon those that had this great, great disease, the power that Jesus shows to be able to do this, the mercy and His love that He gives to those that have this disease, to give them simply life in which they do not have hope of life because of the disease that they have. Leprosy is defined in some various ways that we find that yes, it is a disease that affects the skin, the mucous membranes, and the nerves, causing discoloration and lumps on the skins, and in severe cases, disfigurement and deformities. And we find that even yet now it's in the tropical areas of Africa and also Asia. And we see that though there was not treatment back in this day, today there is. That leprosy can be taken care of and it can be healed. But we also know leprosy to be a morally or a spiritually harmful influence. We find that leprosy is like sin. And we'll see the parallel as we go through this story. That just like those lepers needed a Savior, so do you and I that are sinners. Because as there was no hope for those that had leprosy, there is no hope for those that are in a sinful state. Because they have no promise. There is no hope to go on with life. And you find that the lepers, as it was during this period of time, were excluded and cast out. They were away from everybody else. And we think about how sin, like leprosy, separates us. And how it takes us away from where it is that we should be, that we need to be. And how we are not with God or with others when there is that great sinful state. Leprosy in the Bible is not something that is mentioned one time or two times. We see that leprosy in the Bible is mentioned many times. That we see back in Exodus chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, that as God was there in the burning bush and was talking to Moses about going down into the land of Israel, into the land of Egypt to free those Israelites, that God turned the arm or the hand of Moses leprous. And it was that the hand of Moses was healed right then and there. But it is a condition that simply causes great damage, great pain. And it spreads and can cause one to lose their life. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 10, Miriam became leprous. Remember, they were upset, Miriam and Aaron, because God spoke to Moses, and she said, Has God not spoken to us also? And we know that Miriam was given leprosy. And she was out of the camp for a week. 2 Kings chapter 5, Naaman, that leper who was wanting to be healed and was told to go and to dip into the Jordan 7 times. And how he did not want to do this because he believed there were far greater rivers within the land. There was far greater that could be done to have that leprosy removed from him. And yet it was the simplicity of what God had instructed for him to do, that he could find treatment, that he could find the ability to become whole again away from this great disease. And finally he did it. And when he offered reward, we find that there was one by the name of Gehazi, Elisha's servant. Elisha had turned the reward down, and so it was that Elisha's servant Gehazi went back to Naaman and said, "My master has sent me that I may receive this." It was not true. And so it was that Gehazi became leprous all the days of his life. 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 29, Joab, the commander of David's army, had murdered the commander of Saul's army. And so it was that Joab was made a leper. Uzziah in 2 Chronicles 26, a king that entered the temple to offer incense, should not have been in the temple. There was law for who should be in the temple and the roles and the responsibilities that were involved. And so Uzziah, breaking the law, went into the temple to burn the incense. And he himself was turned leprous. In Jesus' time in Matthew chapter 8, following the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus came down from the mountain, and there was one that came to him that had leprosy and said to Jesus, "If you wish, if you will have mercy, if you will show grace, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." And Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." And so it was, as Matthew 8 and 3 says, immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And it's a point that I think we need to realize when we take a look at leprosy and sin, that Jesus can cleanse both. Amen. And that our sins can be washed away through the waters of baptism. Yeah. That it is not a process of time, but it is His grace and His love through following His commandments that this will be done. And the thing that is of interest to me is not only the power of Christ Jesus, the faith of the leper, the power of Christ to heal this, but Jesus said, "See that you tell no one, but go on your way and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded and testify to them." Jesus healed the leper, but according to the law and the old law, as we read about back in Leviticus 13, there was an entire process for those that were leprous. And once cleansing was there, there was a process in which at the temple, there was a cleansing process that was done. And yet Jesus never compromised that law. Jesus here heals that leprosy and says, "Go see the priest." Because that was what was right to do. Those 10 lepers that we read about in Luke 17, He said, "Go on your way and show the priest," because He knows according to the law, the priest had to take a look at them. The priest had to declare whether or not it was that they had that they were clean or not. And as they went, their leprosy disappeared. Jesus, as we read in Matthew 26:6-13, even went into the house of Simon the leper. And so it was that Jesus was around leprosy, that He healed leprosy. This great disease that once existed, that left one without hope, that left one really without a life, that left one to simply dwell around and among other lepers because they had to be isolated from the group. Boy, what a concept that is. Think of what sin does to our life. Think about how sin should truly separate us from God. It does separate us from God. But think of how sin
sets us apart from those that are in Christ. And for those of us that are in Christ, our cry is that those that may live in sin be taught. We plead, we share the Scripture, that those that are leprous will do what it is that they need to do to be washed clean. And it is only Jesus that has that power. Leprosy, such a great disease. If you notice within our reading in Luke 17, notice where these men were. You know, as Jesus was passing through Samaria and Galilee, and let us not forget the idea of Samaria, where the worst of the worst was considered to live in Samaria by the Israelites, by the Jews, because of who they were, because of their background. The Samaritans were considered less of a people. And yet as Jesus was passing through there, we find out that these ten men who in verse 12 that says they were lepers, they were where? Standing afar off. Standing afar off. See, they've been removed. Because of their disease, they couldn't be around other people. Because of how it might spread. So they had been removed and they stood afar off. But when Jesus walked by, they recognized who He was. They know of Jesus. They lifted up their voices. And I see that they began to scream. They began to yell, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And why is it that they're yelling to Jesus? Because He is the only one that can cleanse them. Just as leprosy was a death warrant back during these times, sin today is the same death warrant. And we need to realize that the sin that we have in our life, that it is Christ Jesus who can have mercy on us, and it is only Him. And yet so many people don't realize, or they don't care, that figuratively they walk around covered in leprosy. There will be no shock when we come to the end of life and we draw that last breath. The Bible tells us that that will happen. For anyone that has lived even a short period of time, we have seen friends and loved ones, acquaintances that have passed on. And I often wonder why. And I think as we talk about the parable of the seed the other day, it helps us to understand why. But we have some that are leprous and they just don't care. We have some that are leprous and they're not interested in living. That they are fine being separated. They're fine being away from those that are healthy. But these men here realized their ultimate future. And they were going to die. And these men, the disease that they had, the complications and the problems that come from leprosy, they knew that they did not want to experience that pain. And they saw the one that could fix it and they called out for Him. "Have mercy! Have mercy on us, Jesus!" And so it was that Jesus, when He saw them, we know of Jesus being a loving Savior. We know of Jesus being one that is full of mercy, full of grace, full of good works. The Bible tells us so many times that He saw others and He had compassion on them. And I believe that Jesus saw these 10 lepers and He had compassion on them for their lot in life. You know, just as they recognized Jesus, as they recognized Him as the,
the Master, the Lord, the Ruler, the Chief. They recognized Him as the one that could give mercy. We see that Jesus recognized also that they needed Him. That because of their great sickness. So through love, through that mercy, not that He heals immediately as He did in Matthew chapter 8, but He says, go and show yourself to the priest. It is that which is of the old law. And all things that Jesus did, and I want to repeat this, Jesus did not break the old law. He continued to follow the law as it was meant to be. And yet we find that even though it was His law, it was Him being nailed to the cross, He did not compromise what was in the old because it was the old that would fulfill what it was that He did. And so it was that these men went to the priest to be seen. What does the leprosy look like now? You know, the priest would evaluate a person and have to make the decision, is this leprosy or is it not? Is it deeper than the skin? Is it white? Is the hair turning white that's in the area? And if there's question, they were committed to or commanded to stay outside of the camp for a week. For 7 days, and the priest would come back in those 7 days and look again. And see if it was better or if it was worse. To see if it truly was leprosy or if it was some kind of other disease. And this process went on because they could not have the lepers around. In chapter 13 of Leviticus it says, "Now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, 'Unclean, unclean!'" That the responsibility was on that one to say, "I'm unclean, don't come near." And verse 46 says, "He shall be unclean. All the days that he has the sore, he shall be unclean. He is unclean and he shall dwell alone, and his dwelling shall be outside of the camp." There's a diagnosis and there's a departure. And for those that lived during this period of time, eventually there was death. But what about the leprosy of today, the disease of sin? It's a type of leprosy. As with the leper, the sinner is outside of the camp. The only cleansing that can come for sin is through Christ Jesus. Romans 3 and 23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Well, there's your diagnosis. That's a grim diagnosis, isn't it? For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Figuratively speaking, there's not a person that is alive that has not been diagnosed with sin. Isaiah 59 talks about how our iniquities, how our sins have separated us from God. We're outside of the camp. We're outside of the camp. But there is a high priest that we need to go to. Amen. Not after the Levitical system, but that high priest who was after the order of Melchizedek, Christ Jesus. Because He can take that leprosy away. The Bible will judge the heart to diagnose and to continually reference to the Scripture that will allow us to know and to understand if we're sick or healthy. You know, we are all sinners and we can't change that. What I mean is we cannot not be a sinner. We've been diagnosed.
But you know, we can be cleansed from the sin, but the law, the Scripture will continue to help us to know if we become sick or unhealthy once again. And think about what we do when we have illness that comes upon us. We like to go research it, don't we? We like to figure out, what is it I can know about my illness? I know when I was diagnosed with the acute pericarditis, the time that I spent on the internet, boy, that was probably stupid. But you know what? I want to know, what causes it? Why do I have this? What is it that can help me? What is it that can take this away? And I get on YouTube and I say, okay, let me look at the heart surgery. And I watch how they do that and I think, oh, that's going to smart. Our diagnosis is sin, and we need to pour the same efforts into knowing and understanding how we cleanse ourselves as we would any other diagnosis that we ever get in life. Because just as the leper, the future was death. If we're not cleansed from sin, we're going to die that second death. Romans 6:23 tells us the wages of sin is death. But there's great news in that verse, isn't there? Because the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. And how is it? It is so great that because we're sinners, because we are lepers, friends, we got hope to live. And so it was that these lepers were cleansed. And there was one that came back. There was one that came back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus and he gave him thanks. And this was a Samaritan. This was the man that was not highly thought of according to society. This is the man that came and said, Jesus, I thank you for what you have done for me. And how obvious it was to Jesus, were there not 10 that were cleansed? Where are the 9? Where are the 9? Steve Hagwood did a similar lesson to this. It was titled, Where are the 9? And it was a fantastic lesson, but he summed it up in the first minute. He said, the answer to where are the 9 is, I don't know. But what we do know is they didn't come back to thank Jesus, did they? Think of how great the salvation is. Think of the fact that we have leprosy, that we are sinners, and God is able and willing to cleanse us. How we should sing our songs of praise to God and how we should thank Him for all things that He's done. How we should reverence His name. How we should lift our voice up and say, God, even though I am a sinner, you have loved me and given me life. That because I have life in you, because I have been cleansed, I don't have to live outside of the camp. I don't have to fear death. Because I know I will die once. But boy, that second death, God, you've given me hope. You've given me promise. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 Peter 2:24, who Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live righteously, by whose stripes you are healed. Think about this for just a second. Jesus became sin for us. He became the sacrifice. Jesus became the leper for you and I. so that we could be cleansed. If you would turn with me to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. And in this psalm, we see a praise for the Lord's mercies. And this is a psalm of David. And in Psalm 103, beginning in verse 1, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." And then in verse 3, "Who forgives all our iniquities?" He forgives all our sins. "Who heals all your diseases?" Think about that for a second. Christ Jesus walked here upon this earth and He healed those that were diseased. And I want to share with you that no disease can enter into heaven. That when that day comes, it will be a land of perfection. Amen. And there will be none of these horrifying diseases that we see around us. "Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Bless the Lord. Friends, I don't want us to ever forget that we are spiritual lepers, that we are sinners. And let us not be like the nine who did not come back. But in Christ Jesus, we have been cleansed. Let us give praise and honor and glory to His name. Because in Christ, we have hope. We have hope. Not as the leper that in many cases their hope was to die quickly. But in Christ Jesus, our hope is eternal life. Have you been cleansed within your life? Have you had your sins washed away, believing that Christ Jesus is that Son of God, willing to confess your faith before men, repenting of your sins, turning from the old man to the one that is new, a new man that lives for Christ, being buried in a watery grave of baptism, going underneath that water in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, that there is that hope that our leprosy is washed away. If you've done that, which you have in your life, maybe a return of sin, a return of leprosy, you know, God can still cleanse. The blood of Christ Jesus still cleanses. But we have to want that washing power, that cleansing blood. And that's why we have the Bible that can diagnose and continues to diagnose all of our life. And in it, we have that hope and promise. Have you been cleansed tonight? Are you in Christ Jesus? If you're not a baptized Christian, I ask you, why not tonight? Why put off coming to Christ? And if you have sin in your life, I encourage you, repent. Make a change. If you need our prayers, if you need our encouragement, I want to pray for you, and we want to pray for you, and we want to help you, that you may walk the path that you need to walk to be righteous in God. My friends, if you're subject to the invitation in any way, I'd ask that you come forward now as together we stand and as we sing.